This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lots of speculation continuing since the former president was indicted just the other day in New York. But boy, there's a lot of time for speculation. I've already said this. It's going to be 2024 before anything happens, including maybe everything gets dismissed. Who knows? We can't dismiss the weather. I feel sometimes when I sign on the air that I am part of the Weather Channel. But this is the world we live in. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope wherever you are safe and sane. Let's check the weather. We got to do it because, once again, we're talking about tornadoes. I have a lot of friends who live in the great state of Missouri, and I know there's people listening to us in Missouri. And sadly, the storm system now has killed 5 people in Missouri, and 50 more million Americans are threatened by severe weather. But once again, when we start to talk about tornadoes, that's the thing. I mean, people, we're talking about 11 tornadoes reported, and that's what led to the 5 deaths in Missouri. And this tornado hit a county called Bollinger County, and you see the pictures, and it's the same things we've been describing again and again and again and again. Houses that don't look like houses, trucks and cars that are smashed and turned and broken in half, and tree limbs that are down all over the place. It's always about what the tornado is rated so that you know how severe it was. EF2 is what the National Weather Service is saying. And that same storm that hit Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Michigan is threatening more people. And that's been happening throughout the evening from Texas all the way to New York. So, you know, we're talking about besides, on top of the tornado, you're talking about 4-inch hail that would be larger than a softball and just flying from the sky and smashing windows out and all of that, you know, in between. And so the more we get a beat on tornadoes, the more people that live in areas where they know they can pop up, especially that can figure out, what do I do? How do I listen to these watches? And when I hear it, what do we spring into action? And what's our plan? What's our plan? Because I've said this before. I mean, now I'm prepared wherever it is I live with go bag, etc. I used to laugh it off. I'm saying, well, that's ridiculous. I can grab things. No. Because I found myself in some pretty hairy situations. But nothing like a tornado that actually hit a house that I was in. I can only imagine how frightening that is for the people inside who know they're either going to make it or they're not. And sadly, too many people aren't making it lately. We've had a couple of weeks of really, really awful, awful tornadoes. So think of those plans. Think of what to do. And pay attention to the weather around you, because I think there used to be that tendency. As I said, I was one of those people that I would say, it's not going to hit here, I'm okay, until all of a sudden it started to hit areas very, very, very close to me. And I'm talking about tornadoes and a hurricane. So take care out there. All right, I mentioned that, of course, so much conversation and fallout over what happened in court in New York. The president spoke on Tuesday night, and all that unfolded in the courtroom in New York on Wednesday is being hashed out. But we know that more of the details, I think, are obviously not available, because I believe the Manhattan District Attorney is playing it really close to the vest. He might have laid out his allegations against the former president, but when you have all of these defense attorneys and all these law scholars and Democrats and Republicans who are saying, wow, this, I don't see how these charges stick, how this, you know, criminally, how this is really going to play out. I think there's probably more there. I mean, look, 34 counts of falsification of business records, clearly talking about some of the charges, which really are misdemeanors, but by themselves. And it's going to require that the prosecution show that the records were falsified with the intent to conceal or further another crime. And there wasn't much clarity on that. That didn't really come out as part of what happened with the indictment. And, of course, you know, it's like poker. When you're a prosecutor, you do not have to show your hand. You don't have to do it at this part of any proceeding. But there are some requirements that have to be there on an indictment. And you look at how sky high the stakes are of this case. So it is interesting that a lot of detail was not flushed out. I do believe that part of that, whether it's politically motivated or whatever, was to keep that close to the vest. And we'll see, because the first part of the prosecutor's case is proving that a series of Trump's business records, which would be checks and invoices and whatever the ledger entries were false. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. That was what was shown in the indictment. So that's what has to come out here. But trust me, it's like a slow, slow burn. This is not happening overnight. 2024, which to me does feel right now like an eternity, and it'll be right in the middle of the primaries. And these facts, we know. We know that that's what's going to happen. And now you have the stakes that are even higher for other Republicans who want to run for president. And then you've got Democrats who are looking at the guy who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Biden, and they're thinking about running, including a Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, filing to run for president. So stay tuned. 2024 will prove to be very, very interesting. And why do we care? Because, look, we have three branches of government. You know it. I know it. And when you are the most powerful person that occupies that seat in our form of government, it is vital to pay attention to what's happening and to pay attention to who's running and what happens in these primaries, because whatever the result is, we're all stuck with it, whether we like it or not. Hey, coming up in this hour, let me give you a little preview. Of course, your thoughts on all kinds of things, not just what happened the other day in New York, but some other things, including the weather, of course. And I have a cheap movie review, and I actually saw this movie. And the movie was called Air, and it's about Jordan and Nike, and, you know, it was really, really well done. That's all I'll say. You'll have to wait for the review that's coming at the end of this hour. And everything in between includes what you and I are talking about in our backyards. And what does that continue to be? It's what's happening when we go to the grocery store. Is the price of food jacking up even higher, or have we gotten a little bit of relief? What's happening at the pumps? I filled up today and I was practically on air, speaking of air, by the time I got to the gas station, and I was kind of surprised. It was a little bit less than I thought. Not a lot, but a little bit less. Let's put it this way. I could get some large fries with what I had left over. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Because there is so much going on. You know, it's always interesting to me when somebody decides that they're going to switch parties, right? So a North Carolina Democrat did that. They decided, yeah, enough of this, and instead jumps to the Republican party. But what does that mean for the people in North Carolina? It means that the Republicans have a veto-proof supermajority in the state house. And this was a Charlotte Democrat, Tricia Kaufman, who won as a Democrat in her very blue district last fall by about 20 points, but said at a news conference in Raleigh that the modern-day Democratic Party has become unrecognizable to me. She said, I'm not a Democrat anymore. I am a public servant. That's what I'm called to do. The party that represents me and my principles and what's best for North Carolina is the Republican Party. So she was wearing blue when she was elected, and she showed up in a, no kidding, in a red dress and said, look, I'm a single mom raising two sons, a teacher, a small business owner, a woman with strong faith, a national championship basketball coach, a public servant. So today I add Republican to the list. But so this is interesting because this can play out around your state houses, too. And we've seen it happen, but again, it is still very rare. So the switch has here big implications in the Tar Heel state because Republicans already held a supermajority in the North Carolina Senate. So that flip gives them 72 seats in the state house and enough votes in both chambers to override absolutely any veto from the Democratic governor, who's Roy Cooper. And so it's interesting because she actually served in the state house as a Democrat not just for a cup of coffee. I mean, she was there for a decade before she stepped away in 2016. She ran in 2022. She won in that Democratic primary, then the general election for the newly drawn House district. And now she switched parties. And she said, listen, because she knows that she's going to take a lot of heat from the Democrats, obviously, and from people who voted for her, all that kind of thing. And she said the turning point. Much going on. You know, it's always interesting to me when somebody decides that they're going to switch parties, right? So a North Carolina Democrat did that. They decided, yeah, enough of this, and instead jumps to the Republican party. But what does that mean for the people in North Carolina? It means that the Republicans have a veto-proof supermajority in the state house. And this was a Charlotte Democrat, Tricia Kaufman, who won as a Democrat in her very blue district last fall by about 20 points, but said at a news conference in Raleigh that the modern day Democratic Party has become unrecognizable to me. She said, I'm not a Democrat anymore. I am a public servant. That's what I'm called to do. The party that represents me and my principles and what's best for North Carolina is the Republican Party. So she was wearing blue when she was elected, and she showed up in a, no kidding, in a red dress and said, look, I'm a single mom raising two sons, a teacher, a small business owner, a woman with strong faith, a national championship basketball coach, a public servant. So today I add Republican to the list. But so this is interesting because this can play out around your state houses too, and we've seen it happen, but again, it is still very rare. So the switch has here big implications in the Tar Heel state, because Republicans already held a supermajority in the North Carolina Senate. So that flip gives them 72 seats in the state house and enough votes in both chambers to override absolutely any veto from the Democratic governor, who's Roy Cooper. And so it's interesting because she actually served in the state house as a Democrat, not just for a cup of coffee. I mean, she was there for a decade before she stepped away in 2016. She ran in 2022. She won in that Democratic primary, then the general election for the newly drawn House district. And now she switched parties. And she said, listen, because she knows that she's going to take a lot of heat from the Democrats, obviously, and from people who voted for her, all that kind of thing. And she said the turning point. To come up with ways to enhance what they're writing, and then there's all these conversations about ripping off people's material, and I mean, it's just a whole new world, but it's a fast moving world, a fast moving world. So there are a lot of people that are looking at what's happening with ChatGPT T. The Washington Post just did something where they were ChatGPT, invented a sexual harassment scandal, and named a real law professor as the accused. So, because pushing in the information and then what came out as a result of it, there was no article that, which is what the chat bot referenced. And so that's kind of scary, right? Because there may be times where people just run with whatever the information is that comes out. I mean, this is an unregulated artificial intelligence software. Just one of them, because there's certainly others, you know, that are there, and they're all being incorporated all over the place. And so, are we going to get a lot of misinformation? And, you know, who's responsible ultimately when the chat bots screw up, when they're misleading? And again, this is another one of those things where you might say, "Oh, I don't care about that. I don't care about technology and where technology's headed." But this, trust me, will affect all of us in our lives in some way. And it is moving so, so fast and replacing people and jobs, and people are using it in all kinds of ways, twisting in a lot of different directions, which I think will end up in causing an avalanche of lawsuits, and, you know, who knows ultimately where all of it ends up. But there are already people that are going after the technology. So even I saw a story in Reuters that there's a regional mayor of Hepburnshire, a place in Australia. You know, we have a lot of Australians in this past couple of years on the show who are authors in our authors corner. And so I'm more familiar with the territories in Australia. And he is threatening to file the first defamation lawsuit against OpenAI unless it corrects false claims. The false claims that came out were that he had served time in prison for bribery, which he did not. So then what happens when that gets reported as factual? And I think we're going to see more of that, a lot more of that. As everybody's worried about TikTok and whether it's going away, here's something else to look at when it comes to technology. Mailbag coming up.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The future of a Texas immigration law now resting with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4, which grants police agencies the authority to detain individuals labeled as illegal immigrants. Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources. They raised close to $66 million in March. That's a notable increase following a slower pace in the first 2 months of the year. The founder of the World Central Kitchen urging Israel to increase access to food and medicine in Gaza. Celebrity chef Jose Andres expressed in a New York Times op-ed that Israel can do better than obstructing the delivery of essential supplies to civilians. His remarks follow an Israeli airstrike that killed several of his aid workers. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Once again, we don't have to dig very deep. Thanks to all of you. Remember, any thoughts, no matter what your thoughts are, let them flow. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. This one is from David in Louisiana, and he says, girl, I listen to your show. I've been listening for a couple of years, and let me tell you, it is scary as hell when you hear anything about tornadoes, tornado warnings. We have the double whammy of sometimes the tornado warnings and watches, and then the actual tornadoes, and then plus we get the added bonus of hurricanes. I, at one point in my silly little life, was a climate denier. I don't know why I thought that way, but I sure as hell am not that way now, because there is something to this, and I think most of the people around me feel the same way. It doesn't matter what their political bent is anymore. We've stopped all the silliness, at least among my friends, of even debating that. It is really, really scary when you live in a coastal area. And I know people say, well, don't live in a coastal area anymore because it's just simply not the place that you want to be. But if you look at tornadoes, they're cropping up all over the country, places that you normally maybe never would even hear of a tornado. So really, where are you completely safe from tornadoes? Touche, David. I have to say, as somebody who's lived in territories notorious for hurricanes and tornadoes, it is in the 8 months that I have been in Florida, not only was there the massive hurricane that has sent insurance rates sky high and so many people died, and it was horrible what happened in Fort Myers and some of the surrounding towns, and I still see the damage even when you just go by the highway. The signs are ripped up and they're redoing them, the road signs in so many of the places that were hit. Then there were tornadoes that also touched down. So it's not just about hurricanes in Florida. So it's very much like you're saying about Louisiana. I'm glad to say that, you know, it's not even an argument about the weather anymore. It's just about what are we doing? What can we do? What do we know? All of that, you know, in between makes sense to me. I can't add anything to that. So thanks for sharing. Be careful and figure out a plan. I mean, that's a deal. Figure out the plan. I just had said coincidentally that I used to not even pay attention that much to the weather. I was asked to do it once. I had to do it for a week because the weather guy was out and I could actually work the computer. So I did the weather when I was in Nebraska doing TV news. But a lot of times in hurrying around, the thing that I skipped was not paying really super close attention to the weather. And now, of course, it's a much different story. All right, this one is from Jerry, who this is something completely different too. And he says, Kate, is it even safe to go to Mexico anymore? I saw what happened. There were some blaring headlines about this, and of course, you know, it was a sad story. But in Cancun, there were four people that were killed outside of a resort. So, I mean, they weren't Americans, but they weren't in a cartel. They were just vacationers. And you think of some of the places that you used to just simply go to, whether it was Puerto Vallarta or some other places in Mexico that you simply, if you look on the State Department list, you wouldn't really feel comfortable going there. And driving into the interior, you have to be kidding me. And, of course, we all saw what happened to the four people that were, the three people that were helping the woman who was going for a medical procedure, and how two of them just came back dead. And so now you have this story about the Cancun, you know, beach resort. I think my family, frankly, have spent some time in Mexico. I think we got to take that off our list for now. The violence is crazy. Yeah, you know, what you're talking about is, I saw that story. There was an American tourist who was shot in the leg outside, not in Cancun, but outside of a town near Cancun. And then the people that they found them on the beach. They found four people on the beach. They were just dead. I mean, they were killed. So there have been lots of warnings to Americans traveling to Mexico, certainly during spring break, all of that. There's just a lot of violence, you know, that, and nothing's done. Nobody challenges if it's drug people or other nefarious types, gangs, whatever, because it depends on the circumstance. There's a lot of problems with law enforcement in Mexico. I mean, I guess you could say that about a lot of places. But from my understanding, from people I know that always went to Mexico too, they're saying the same thing. It's kind of, you know, if you feel like it's safe to go to the resort, you check it out. You go to Playa del Carmen, which isn't too far over the border, or you go to some other place and you feel safe, then so be it, you know. But be alert, I guess, is the thing to say to that. All right, I love this mailbag because it's just kind of all over the place. And purposely, I see it set up that way because so much was about what happened in New York the other day, which completely makes sense. This one is from Murph, who says, Kate, I could really just, my hair's on fire about so many things that are happening politically speaking, and I could talk about that, but my question is about these threats, Russia ramping up these threats, I guess, or there have been more nuclear threats to try to cut off Ukraine and because of all the aid that is going the way of Ukraine, do you really think Putin would press the button, so to speak? Well, again, let me look in my magic eight ball, which I'm shaking up right now, and it says ask again later. I certainly cannot get in the mind of Vladimir Putin. Do I trust what Vladimir Putin would do? You know, once you hit that button, the world changes. But, you know, I think the idea is to just ramp up the threats and create the tension, because it was this week that our government announced another $2.6 billion in aid for Ukraine. And every time that happens, then there's a volley back about, possible nuclear escalation or something else comes out of their state news agency that gets thrown out there. And usually it has to do with nukes or some other kind of a response or what's going to happen with Ukraine. You know, so at this point, the Kremlin attempting to employ nuclear threats, yes, they're going to do that because they think that's a way to deter any kind of military aid from the West, I suppose. Do I think that they'll push a button? God, I hope not. But I can't get inside his head because the tragedy of that would be unending and would be an ending. Absolutely. All right. How about this one from Connie? Connie says, hey, Kate, I know that you talk about a lot of different things on your show, which is what I like. And I heard you talking about sports the other day in your cave, and I heard you talking about the Masters coming up. I'm a big fan of golf. My family plays. My kids play. My husband and I started playing when we didn't know anything about golf, when we were dating, and just really kind of took to it. And so the kids play, too. And some of the players they follow jumped to the Saudi-backed tour that you were talking about. And I'm wondering, there just seems to be so much fighting about that. If, you know, what it's like for these players like a Phil Mickelson, who my son, who's a left-hander, likes him because he's a lefty and has won some of the biggest tournaments, including the Masters. I wonder if truly their relationships with PGA Tour players will ever really be the same. Yeah, well, I mean, look, in the court of public opinion, here's the thing. You know, Greg Norman, who rounded up all the players or helped round up the players, says, look, they should be like other athletes. They should be able to take money to be on whatever tour they want to be on. But then there was all of the backlash from the fact that this is a Saudi-backed tour, and we know what goes on in Saudi Arabia. And so, you know, when you get Phil Mickelson being paid $200 million just to play on in their events, and he's not shooting lights out anyway. So, you know, it becomes that. It does become about that. And there are other players who are looking at the PGA and saying, you know, how ridiculous that is. And the Masters is the holy of holy tournaments to the golf world. So, of course, they've got 18 of those golfers from the LIV Tour that are competing, including six past winners, by the way. And they have this champions dinner, and I guess it was a little tense. And I can kind of see that, because, look, the Saudi government, look, they have a track record of what? Human rights violations, and that's what keeps coming up. And then the players who accepted the money don't really address that at all. They just try to kind of skirt around it. Sports and politics.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Come on, Annie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see stars.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamour and stripes, bigger than light. Sitting in the darkness, what a world.
Is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Bracho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
To the movies. It was a great escape. It really was. And just as a quick aside, because the movies have changed so much, sometimes you go to the movies and I get it, they have concessions, but it almost looks like a school desk where it's in front of you, right? And you can get whatever you want. Oysters, drinks, flamingon, and there's plain popcorn. But throughout the whole movie, they're waiting on people because you're hitting a button. So you hear, like, someone in the middle of a movie. It can be a really sad scene, but you hear some guy saying, "Yo, will you get me another daiquiri?" And just like, Wow. I got to find an old-fashioned movie theater somewhere. There's got to be some place where I can just sit and watch a movie. So I actually found that theater, and it was great relief to be able to see a movie where people weren't screaming out, then I can't blame them, because that's how it is, right? They're getting their food in the middle of dramatic scenes or funny scenes, and they step on the lines. So no lines were stepped on, and I got a chance to experience Air. And it's a biographical sports drama film that was directed by Ben Affleck. And it stars his buddy Matt Damon. And I like Jason Bateman. And he was in it. You remember him from Horrible Bosses and a whole bunch of other things. Ozark, which a lot of people think it's too dark, but I loved him in Ozark. And Chris Tucker was great in it. Viola Davis was good in it. And the plot chronicles the origin of the Air Jordan shoe line. Take a listen.
1984 has been a tough year. Our sales are down. Our growth is down.
Sonny, I brought you in here to grow the basketball business.
People don't know what the hell a Nike is.
What's a Converse?
NBA All-Star shoe.
There's nothing cool about Nike.
You would have to have a pretty compelling pitch.
I can tell them the one thing the other companies can't compete with. Our basketball division is terrible.
I do not love it. This is where you come up with a brilliant idea that no one else can see. Let's hear it.
I got it.
I found him. Who's that? Jesus? Can't afford it.
I'm willing to bet my career on one guy.
My name's Sonny Vaccaro. I'm with Nike.
Do you typically make it a habit of showing up at people's front doors unannounced?
I don't like to take no for an answer.
Oh, man. Here we go.
You ask me what I do here. This is what I do. I find you players, and I feel it this time. Okay, it's risky. When you were selling sneakers out of the back of your Plymouth, that was risky.
Don't change that now.
For a rookie?
Yes.
Who's never set foot on an NBA court.
If that's the literal definition of rookie.
Yeah. What's the plan?
We build a shoe line around just him.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
Who's the player?
Michael Jordan.
Your motor is...
You have our attention.
Tonight.
I believe in his son. I believe he's the future. And his story is going to make us want to fly. But a shoe is just a shoe.
It's a Muslim steps into.
Got a name for it? Air Jordan.
I don't know.
Seriously?
No, maybe it'll grow on me.
Interesting, the story about what happened with Jordan, and of course being drafted by the Chicago Bulls, and the fact that he really wanted Adidas. I don't want to spoil the whole movie in case some of you are going to go see it and you don't know the full story, but that he really liked Adidas and had no interest in Nike, which was they were not big at all in basketball shoes. And of course, the Jordan line goes on to make an insane amount of money, including in the very first year when he was a rookie. And absolutely, he had greatness in him, but who knew how far that greatness would go and what he would go on to do in his career, which was incredible. He is the GOAT, I think, the greatest of all time. But Sonny Vaccaro, who is the... guy that Matt Damon played, was a shoe salesman at Nike, and he was pushing to sign Jordan, and the story is really, really fascinating if you like those kinds of movies. Even if you're not necessarily a huge sports fan, I think you would like this movie. I really, really thought it was well done. How it does at the box office, who knows? Because a lot of times when I read the reviews of things that I like, it's the complete opposite of what I say. This is a big weekend, though, for the movies, because this thing just opened up. And you have an Easter holiday where people have extra days off. And so you've got you know, the Super Mario Brothers movie. You think of kids' movies, the Puss in Boots movie, all that that are still out there or opening up. And this is, I think, one of those movies that will definitely draw some people in. I know the theater where I was, it was really a mixed bag. A lot of young people fascinated by the 80s, having really not lived through it. They were super, super young, or not even born. And then there were definitely older people. It was like a wide demographic in the theater. And at the end, people clapped. So I thought, you know what? That's pretty good. It's a good experience. And if you like those kinds of stories, this would be the story for you. And the acting was very, very good. And, of course, I looked at some of the reviews, and the reviews were actually pretty decent. So, yeah, maybe it really will find some good footing. And it was just a job well done. What's interesting about the movie, and it's a takeaway, and again, I won't go into too many details, you might not know some of it, is that Jordan certainly did not grow up in a wealthy household. And one of the things that his mother negotiated for him was, okay, you're going to pay him $250,000 for 5 years for this, you know, for this shoe. He gets the shoes, the, you know, his name, the whole thing and all of that. But we also want a percentage of every shoe that is sold, just his shoes, not the rest of Nike shoes, with his name on it. And he went on to make a fortune with that. That was brilliant. And there were so many other athletes that benefited from that because it was the have and the have-nots. I mean, the people in the boardroom that really, that wasn't done that way. You paid a flat fee, and if you made a massive amount of money in the contracts you had cut, you didn't owe that to the athlete who became super well known for whatever they did on their particular court, whether it was the hardwoods or a tennis court or, you know, whatever it happened to be. So to me, I thought that story was so fascinating. And I will tell you this one figure, because I'm about looking at the numbers. I'm all about the numbers, as you know. Sometimes we do a number segment on this show, if you've listened to me at all. And in passive income for the Jordan line, which is still massively popular, every year, $400 million is what Jordan gets. $400 million. Wow. How about that? How about that? Again, because of his mother thinking, fast forward thinking, and knowing what she thought her son was capable of. And in this movie, Jordan, who was consulted a little bit about it, said he did want Viola Davis to play his mother, and she did a great job in that role. So if you're looking for something to go and see that's happy and interesting, I would suggest Air. Absolutely. Music means we got to dance on out of here. Tip of the cap to Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro for this show. Be safe, be sane, be happy, peeps.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.